Greetings. This is Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan, victim of attempted murder by law enforcement. Pigs. They should have thrown tear gas into the cell before opening the door to murder you. This was the comment left on my YouTube video. When I uploaded attempted murder evidence and was trying to explain this to people on YouTube, I was looking for help because I've been slandered by these subhuman junkie prostitutes as crazy. Is it crazy not to want to be the next unicorn company? So the media is pumping up. They're aiming to create like 100,000 unicorns, each valued at like literally $20 billion. $20 billion are the valuations on these unicorn companies. I don't know exactly how it works, but it's probably something like this. Come up with a mediocre idea. Go to some lame Shark Tank or private equity firm. Trade your soul, and in return, get named the next unicorn valued at $20 billion. When you really aren't even worth 20 fucking cents, you bitch-ass tricks. A unicorn? Really? It's not exactly a neutral mascot. It's kind of feminist, kind of rainbow, and kind of homosexual. Wowels versus unicorns? Take your pick. Wowels? Yeah, it's a masculine brand. But it's not really that discriminatory. I mean, females who like canines and or owls of any type are definitely a potential market for this brand. But it's like every last place I go, oh, it's crazy. Owls, it's not anything. Unicorn, I want to invest in the next unicorn. Let me break my piggy bank and invest my life savings. Joe Media Nat said this unicorn's worth $20 billion and it's going to be projected $500 trillion. Let's gather all our funds, baby. Let's sell the house and invest in the unicorn. The next unicorn. But wowls. Canine and the owl versus a fucking horse with a little horn that doesn't even have a good portmanteau name. And they're saying I'm crazy? Get chipped, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you. I'm going to rip that unicorn horn off and ram it right up your faggot ass and impale every last one of you in the elements. Freezing winters, burning summers, hell itself. Get chipped, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you. You know what the really fucking scary thing about this is? For me? Like, I've heard things like spiritual terms, like someone becomes like obese and like swallows up the world. Like, I can't remember where I read it, but like the issue of like eating food and how much you eat. Like, I don't want to eat that much, but like sometimes all I have is eating, like comfort food from dealing with every last fucking faggot ass homosexual geek on planet Earth. I'm really, really, really worried for my health. That like my only potential pleasure in life can be from like eating food and remembering like being like a baby in the womb or something. Like food isn't an issue for me. And I don't think food is an issue in the modern age, despite what all these faggot ass bitches in the media keep ranting on about. Like we need more food for Africa and to improve the environment. But they won't even report on the number one factor in the environment. Hemp. As in, don't burn down every tree on the planet for your fake news 24/7, 365. Use hemp seeds instead of continuing in your illicit collusion with the pulp timber industry, big tobacco, and big alcohol to fuck every last human on the planet out of their health, wealth, and well-being for a bunch of pathetic, subhuman armchair activists and sideline commentators who've never been in a fight, let alone had to deal with 15 people trying to sarin gas them in their cell under color of law for corporate interests. So what's it like when you're a lone wolf Semitic technology developer? It's like this, no friends. I bounced out of the United States after attempted entrapment, forced infection via STD from a $400 Craigslist whore. And I was vilified and defamed as a terrorist for not wanting a STD from a $400 Craigslist hooker by Ido Ripstein, a Bohemian Grove secret society member. Because it's all a conspiracy theory, right? Vampires aren't real. None of these guys drink human blood by the gallon in hidden chambers and courtrooms. It's not an issue. A white trash feminist LGBTQ bitch at Men's Magazine said so. She said it's a complete conspiracy theory. Vampires don't exist, even though another white trash bitch at the Washington Post did a report on them, complete with pictures of the vials, the exact same vials those fucking subhuman pharma sorcerer geeks at Napa State Hospital drew from me every hour. Well, not exactly every hour, but close enough, after defaming me as crazy for not being another AIDS-infested, subhuman junkie prostitute, white trash, nigger trash, Latino trash, all-around subhuman piece of garbage, not even worth a breath, not even worth a gnat. Every last faggot on earth, perish in flames now. I fucking hate you. So what's it really like after surviving attempted murder by police and still being slandered? I'll tell you what it's like. Sitting around eating bad food from bad supermarkets in a fucking halfway house in Oakland with more white trash, nigger trash, subhuman lesbians. Yeah, like sitting in a room by myself on the computer. I was exploring a white nationalist website. I was looking for friends because I tried to make friends in Israel, but it was just more faggot-ass, AIDS-infested subhumans like Jonathan Harris and Jonathan Hershowitz of Jerusalem on Shmuel Hanagid Street. You know, I was doing a very evil thing in Israel, trying to find a female and a female only to have sex with and maybe have a family. When those utterly disgusting faggots kept insisting that I try tongue-kissing this little subhuman, ugly, bald nothing named Yoni Harris in my own apartment in Jerusalem. And then when I said, no, fuck off, I just don't be hateful. Don't be hateful. Join us in uploading gay porn to the internet with our other kike, stinky, AIDS-infested friend. Whatever the fuck that ugly, stinky, AIDS-infested bitch's name. Don't be hateful. I just want to enjoy life. I don't want to be hateful. I'm a good Israeli. I'm a good Israeli. Don't be hateful. I want to travel the world and hang out with gays. I'm a faggot. I'm an Israeli. I'm Jewish. So I had a nervous breakdown in Jerusalem after dealing with that. Like, it's like I've wandered the earth, like trying to find like one woman. Probably only one I would be happy with. I don't know if there is even one on the entire earth. Polygamy, fine. I don't care. It's not an issue one way or the other. I could deal with either or. But the only intelligent people I met in Israel were in the psychiatric ward. I wish you the best, guys. Ori Zindel, he's pretty funny, actually. Ori Zindel, like an Israeli pot smoker who I met in the maximum security psych ward, Kfar Shaul in Israel, after everyone said I was like crazy and a nutter for figuring out that the Israeli government is a piece of shit and that Bibi Netanyahu should get shanked, decapitated, and thrown in an oven for legalizing Mr. Nice Guy and biopoisoning Israeli citizens with horrible tobacco concoctions sold at shops by ugly, disgusting, bald, cancerous-ridden, homosexual Israeli subhumans. Ori Zendel. He's not the coolest guy, but he was probably the coolest I met in Israel, actually. I don't think he was a faggot, put it this way. He reminisced about like a non-Jewish woman he met while trekking into Europe alone. But he kept telling me about aliens and some weird story about the Baba's, I don't know, Baba Suli. I don't remember what the creature he kept claiming. I don't know. He weirded me out. He wouldn't stop talking. But he wasn't the worst I met in Israel. A Russian guy, actually, I didn't think much of him at the time, but in retrospect, he was pretty cool. The Russian kid, the white Russian Christian kid, who I play soccer with, who I try to play soccer with. I think he died of AIDS, but he drilled it into my head, and he was right. He was right. We're universal soldiers, right? Jesse, we're universal soldiers. We're universal soldiers. We're universal soldiers, right? We're universal soldiers. We're universal soldiers, right? He would not shut up. When we would go out to Tel Aviv and like try to get some ass, female. We were going for females in Tel Aviv. I don't think there's any in that godforsaken city worth jamming your junk in. Even if they look pretty good on the outside. But so we would go to Tel Aviv and like snort Hagi Gat and like try to find something to relax and like pool our money. And he didn't have money, but I would buy him the stuff, this Russian guy. And we were so outcast, they wouldn't like let us into bars, like those trashy Russian mafia stripper clubs, where they only sell beer, no cannabis in Tel Aviv, only Mr. Nice Guy. Because Bibi Netanyahu, the faggot-ass LGBTQ Freemason who should be decapitated, shanked in the gut, blood splattered everywhere, and his faggot-ass son Yair, they should all be exterminated. Fuck you, Israel. Get chipped, bitches. I don't give a fuck about you. And actually, like Russians, I don't like them. Like I kind of agree with like the Torah, like horse's milk ain't that good. Like they had like these like trashy Russian like shops in Israel, and they had like ice cream made out of horse milk that tasted awful. But like I would rather drink horse milk by the gallon than have any part of these kosher bitches. But getting back to horse milk, I'm into like ferment. General Hakan, you know, I think my alcoholic beverage of choice would be like fermented mare's milk. Like I think it like kills the toxins in the horse's milk. Like fermented kumis. You know, Genghis Khan said it's better not to drink at all. Like find me one dude who just doesn't drink, and that's the best dude. And Chinggis, I'm with you on that. Like it's dangerous. You can't be messing around with the alcohol playing at like military games because, you know, if you get drunk and walk into the wrong situation, it's no mas. You get chipped and dipped, you know, like murdered by like a female assassin. I think a female assassin murdered Gary Halbert, the greatest copywriter of all time, Direct Response, who gave praise to my very first sales letter about YouTube marketing back in 2006 as a case study in, get this, genius. I actually doubt that Gary Halbert would have even like done the sales letter on his website if he knew it was done by a Jew. I really doubt it. I think Gary Halbert was another white trash bigot. No, I'm just kidding. I like Gary Halbert a lot. At least out of all the people I've read on the internet, he's the most real. And I know he tried to help people, and I know he had serious issues with like women and the law and little subhuman gnats in the government coming after him on FTC violations after setting him up and nitpicking at him when they're like 10 trillion times the criminals that like direct marketers are, that are at least trying to do their best to be honest in business. But anyway, yeah, I wrote the first smash hit book on YouTube marketing all the way like 15 years ago. I built the fucking phenomena, and I'm not even allowed to promote on the site. That disgusting, junky, whore, AIDS-infested, LGBTQ, cunt isn't even the word. Cunt is too nice a word for Susan Wojcicki. She doesn't even have a cunt. She doesn't even have a, she has something else that you wouldn't want to catch a whiff of. Less the smell of, sulfurs of hell, give you a sort of picture of the place that her soul is destined for. So, after the tech world has conspired to murder you, and steal your assets using the police, and you're all alone eating junk food in a halfway house, and you try to make friends, even with white nationalists, and bring up the issue of like unicorns, like these white trash, faggot ass, homosexual geeks, and every last media clown on the earth, pumping up unicorns as worth $20 billion each. 1,000 unicorn companies worth $20 billion each, claiming that my brand Wowels is not even worth one penny. The wolf, the owl, and the wow factor compared to that mystical unicorn, that's nothing. He's crazy. Yeah, that's what even the white nationalist said. This guy's another crazy. He thinks it's an issue. Unicorns. Like a public declaration. Don't talk to him. That's what a faggot white trash will88 at gmail.com is. Another subhuman, hardcore LGBTQ activist. May his wife, daughters, and offspring get prosthetic legs with credit card swipes on them and be pimped by enormous black gorilla gangsters. Fuck you, National Vanguard. But actually, I don't know. I do kind of like them. They do the best publishing on the internet. I don't want to hate people. Honestly, I don't. And Revealo Oliver, he is probably my favorite anti-Semite is Revealo Oliver. I'll leave it at that for this podcast. I don't have my corporate fuck chip directly like installed into my brain at operating level yet. I cannot think my voice and my thoughts onto the internet and upload it by thought, which that creature isn't even the, she's not even, she doesn't even qualify for the insect realm. She's not even a mineral, like fertilizing a rotted plant.